Has heard. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also, after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Stand for the reading of the Gospel. Our lesson this evening is from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 1 through 5, 12 to 17, and 34 to 35. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that was tied around him. After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have
social media, this practice of self-generated self-portraits has exploded. And it has given psychologists and sociologists all sorts of new fodder for exploring human personality, relationality, and communication. It is a fascinating topic. Why do people take selfies and why do they post them? Theories abound. But for purposes of reflection tonight, I simply want to point out that the fact that we collectively, maybe not all of us, but we collectively as a culture, the fact that we are taking so many self-portraits means that we're looking at ourselves a lot. And then we're putting our image out into the world. But what is the self that we see? What is the self that's getting shared? The season of Lent is a time for us to really look at ourselves, to take stock of our lives and of our choices, to acknowledge what we've done and what we failed to do. One might call the whole Lenten enterprise a real selfie check. Look at yourself truly, deeply. Take stock of what you're putting out there and why. Now, I'll admit that I usually don't share my true selfies, that is, the photos that I take when I'm all by myself. I do occasionally. Now, why this happens, this is where the interesting psychology comes in. Who knows why, at some random moment, I'll say, ooh, I think I'll take a picture of myself now. I mean, what is that? The truth of the matter is that I have a lot of these things on my camera roll. But the truth is that I don't like usually to share those true selfies. Now, the group ones are another matter altogether. But the one where it's just me, I don't generally like to share. Because generally speaking, I look awful in them. My face is lopsided. All the wrinkles show, the bags under my eyes, and everything that I so carefully try to disguise in my day-to-day life appear with a vengeance. I don't want people to see that stuff. It's hard for me to look at it myself. And yet it is my true selfie, my true self, that Jesus sees. It is your true self that Jesus sees. Jesus sees all the blemishes and the scars, the laugh lines, and the tear stains. Jesus knows all about your accomplishments and also about your struggles and your failures, about your deepest fears and your greatest hopes. Jesus knows how you have hurt others and how you've hurt yourself, and about the ways that you have shown care, generosity, and love. Jesus knows you. Jesus sees you. And Jesus saw those with whom he gathered around the table so long ago. He knew them. He knew all that they had been through. He knew what they had given up, and he knew what they had accomplished, and he knew what they had done for good and for ill. And he also knew what they would. I try to picture what image Jesus would post of himself on this night. And I imagine that it would be one of those selfies that communicates, you know, some photographs stepped away from the table and began to give himself away. Kneeling at the feet of the ones who would deny and betray him, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant. He who came from the very glory of God stooped to wash the feet of his friends and of his betrayer. And he acknowledges that they don't know what he's doing. But then he makes it plain. And in essence, he says, I have just given you an image. I've just given you a picture, a real picture of what it means to be truly human. I've set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. And what is the picture he gives us? What has he done? He's humbled himself when he didn't have to and has served in the most basic and menial way, washing feet, handling the calluses and the dust, the unsightly and the aches, all those things we so desperately want to hide. Jesus takes them in his own hands. Jesus, who humbly received this same gift from Mary, who anointed his feet with costly ointment and then wiped his feet with her hair, he's not asking the disciples to do anything that he wasn't willing to do himself. To allow another to hold him, to see his vulnerability. Jesus gives the disciples a picture of what love looks like, what true humanity looks like. It's not filtered or overly protected. It isn't self-serving or fearful or prideful. Jesus reveals that to be truly and fully human is to risk everything for the sake of love, to serve others, to humbly receive care, and to give oneself away. And this night, we find ourselves gathered around the table with Jesus. And while, like me, you may not want to see or to From the earth you bring forth bread and create the fruit of the vine. You formed us in your image, delivered us from captivity, and made covenant to be our sovereign God. You fed us manna in the wilderness and gave grapes as evidence of the promised land. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You may be seated. You are holy, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. When we turned aside from your way and abused your gifts, you gave us him, your crowning gift, emptying himself, that our joy might be full. Jesus fed the hungry, healed the sick, ate with the scorned and forgotten, washed his disciples' feet, and gave a holy meal as a pledge of his abiding presence. By his baptism of the suffering death and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us new covenant by water and the Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread. He gave thanks to you and broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which will be given up for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup and again gave you thanks and praise, gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant, will be shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in memory of me."
In remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of our faith.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on all gathered here and on these gifts of the bread and cup. Make them be for us the body of Christ and the blood of Christ, that we may be nourished to bear the presence of Christ to the world. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes again and we feast at the table of your grace and peace. And we pray your blessings upon the water that will be used this night to wash your servants' hands and feet. Through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and all honor is yours, Almighty God, forever and ever. Amen.
And now, with the confidence of children to God, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
blessing